All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 Podcast. We are here live on site, day two of CooeyCon in Tampa, Florida. And we have the man of the hour, of the day, of the week, whatever you want to call it. We've got Matt. Matt, thanks for stepping aside here. I know it's a busy day here at day number two. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you guys do, and then we'll get into some of the conversations around the event and what's up next.
So I'm Matt Titko. I'm the CEO of Peak InfoSec. And we're an authorized C3PO. When we founded Peak InfoSec in 2016, we were supporting United Launch Alliance at the time, mm-hmm. back when all this was under 853. And when CMMC got started, we jumped in early in and positioned ourselves to be a C3PO going all the way back to 2020. And it's kind of funny, our partner in crime, Jim Goepel, mm-hmm. He's number two, the certified professional number. I'm number 17. And there's a lot of suffering those of us with early numbers have. You don't understand how much.
Is that a good thing to be number two versus 17? Or I'm just kidding.
Many times, no, because I've been delisted from the CyberAB website multiple times and for the company too. So it's kind of like, crap, John, what's going on? Well, I meant to call you and have you beta test something. So yeah, you got a problem. Let me get in and fix it. So there's good sides to being early and there's bad sides to being early.
Well, that's good. I mean, you can see it here where yesterday was a busy day. We had a lot of guests on. It was great. The energy was awesome. Sold out event, which is tremendous. Talk a little bit about what CooeyCon is all about today. You've said there's some other things that you want to talk about, what's coming up in the future.
So CooeyCon today, like you said, you know, we sold out, awesome event, and continues to astound us that anything I'm associated with, people actually want to come and attend, which I find hilarious. I'm like, sort of poor people, they should know better by now. Today, after last year, we started adding some tech talks, little 30-minute quick sessions of how-tos. We've had Robert Teague come in from Redspin, talk about how to do data mapping diagrams. Mm-hmm. You know, Derek from Atheon was talking MFA, mm-hmm. Carly Salmon from Microsoft's going to be talking about how to use Purview and Defender to protect your environment and your information. So really great sessions leading into this afternoon. We're going to be jumping into, we now transition after Tech Talks into the certification side. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be certified? What should you expecting from a C3PO? How do you find a good C3PO? You know, all those things. And then towards the end, Fernando Machado, who you guys, I think, interviewed yesterday, we'll be doing our session where we'll walk people through a mock assessment of what to expect and what you should expect the assessors to be looking for, how we act and why we act the way we act. And then just kind of, getting people to understand what that experience will be like.
Yeah, it was a very common theme throughout the day yesterday and then today. I like the flow of that personally. I will say, you know, when you have an event like this, the sessions go all day, right? Yeah. The last two sessions yesterday were packed. I mean, people were attending. They wanted to get through all that, which is awesome. So looking forward to today. That's great. Before we get into some other things regarding Peak InfoSec, what's the outlook look like? Is there anything you can share about future CooeyCon plans? Or
we're already planning. Susan, our conference director, and Jim Goepel, who, you know, after helping out stand up Seek East and do all the conferences for the CMMC implementation, they're working together to actually start planning out CooeyCon 2026. We have 75 people as of yesterday on the wait list. Nice. And probably there's at least 1 to 2 times more that didn't register but could have. So we're looking, unfortunately, for a larger venue. And we want to keep the same kind of dynamic where we won't do virtual. We want people to be here in a face-to-face session. So you have opportunities to learn, interact with people like from you and Beryllium and experts as they're speaking and give the best opportunity to learn. So we just found, and I know how I am, if I'm doing a virtual conference, I'm not paying attention. So you might as well just thank you for taking my money, but it didn't really benefit me at all. So we don't want to do that. And that's one of our key things here. And I think it's been awesome. We've seen right now we're at about 2/3 of all the attendees are direct organizations seeking to get certified. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great experience to get so many people in here wanting to come and understand. And like you, you know, we've had other people, this is actually their third time coming back. They keep coming back because they keep learning and they keep finding new things they didn't know as we keep going through this with everybody.
Well, and that's a good transition into the next question I was going to have is you could see it yesterday, the in-person thing in an, especially in our industry right now, and the focus on CMMC is there's a lot of collaboration, a lot of people, a lot of engaging sessions, which is always good. Good questions, good feedback. And, you know, so as and I'll talk about some of the content that you put out here in a second, but the I don't want to step in your touchdown dance here. But as things go on this year and what's coming this year and as we go, you know, there's going to be some learning curves and stuff. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're hoping as far as CMMC assessments are now going, and where do you think 2025 leads us?
2025, I think, we were hearing earlier this year, we were kind of expecting the DFAR 7021 clause to come out later this year. I think potentially with Ms. Arrington now back in the DOD CISO's office and in that role, it may get accelerated a little bit faster. It's definitely moving forward. The FAR clause, definitely moving forward. This is going to become a federal. The CUI is definitely going to become federal. CMMC, the FAR clause, gives the other federal agencies the right to implement however they want to do third-party certification. So this is only going to keep going forward. This is not going to end. This year coming up as we start, and we're seeing it already, unfortunately, what we were told when the rule was in draft was everything was going to start for us. Assessments would not start until DFAR 7021 was published. We all went, okay, great. We'll know what the rule says. We'll know how to plan. We can staff. We can plan. And it was changed. Like, no, you'll be able to start certifications as soon as it's published. Wait, what? And we all panicked. And because of that, it's kind of like a marathon race. And the start of the race with us, for everybody, kind of started off additionally rough. It was kind of like the countdown clock didn't work. And it went bang. And everybody's like, wait, what? Now we got to run? And so it's kind of start off, and we're going to go through waves of issues, concerns, and things that need to be worked through. I spoke with Mike Snyder at the KICO. They're going to work with us as authorized C-3POs to start to build that body of knowledge that here's best practices, here's the minimums, here's things you should be looking for. If you're an external service provider, this is what your C-3PO should be giving you as a part of your certification package. Because as another C-3PO, I know what I can go look at, and I don't have to have you sitting in the meetings all the time. So that stuff is going to come out more this year as we grow and mature. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be bad. And I was actually talking to one of the agents that are here from Defense Counterintelligence Security Agency. They didn't understand that, well, this isn't, they certifications can't start until, you know, DFAR 7021 is published. And Alex says, no, it doesn't work that way. It works that way when DOD hands the contract out. There's nothing stopping a prime from requiring a company That's right. to be certified prior to even receipt of a contract now that it's a program of record. He went, wait, what? And so, yeah, there's a lot of market pressure.
That's right.
Even though the primes may not get certified for 3-4 years down the road, they want everybody in their supply chain certified now.
And that's true. That definitely the uptick in that in the last 3, 4, 5 months has been crazy. So I do want to talk about, so your content that you put out from Peak InfoSec, you have your, we'll call it webinars or whatever you call them when you put them, not really webinars, but your content you put out is as
the CMMC churns.
I almost said that when I was, I don't want to step on.
No, it's fine. It's as the CMMC churns. It's, we put it out in, It's the same thing when we started this 4 years ago. CUICON came out of the same thing. I got sick and tired of seeing people talk about wah, 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 and it was echo chamber, us talking to each other. CUICON was, I need to do training. We want to help and build the ecosystem. As the CMMC churns was kind of Matt's personal, I can add my sarcastic flavor in. And if you watch them, the first slide generally is scripted. After that, it's just all hell. Whatever breaks loose out of Matt's mouth. So, but we try and give solid guidance in that, in there, and help people to understand what they need to be doing as they go forward in that. we're actually going to be starting a new kind of, we're debating if we're going to do it every other week or once a month. You're going to get kind of similar to this. It's think of a talk show, mm-hmm. and it's going to be the CMMC group therapy. And you're going to be able to dial in, and you're going to get Jim Gopal and myself, and we'll maybe have some other C-3POs pop in as guest therapists. And it will be, thank you very much, but we're going to keep the same thing here. The speakers at CUIcon, we give them the slides. We don't want them marketing their products. So if we get a call in, caller starts like, oh, you need to be using this product, and this is the best product. And we represent that. Thank you very much, caller, for calling in today for your therapy session. Moving on to next. Because we really want to help people work through kind of like, how do I do this in my environment and not product selection, stuff like that. So, yeah, we're definitely keeping up the education outreach from us and trying to help out where we can.
Well, you're doing a good job, because like I said, the sessions yesterday, at least the ones I was able to sit in on, were very much about approaches and differences and, you know, common mistakes, things. It wasn't about here's how we do it, here's how they do it. It's, you have it doing this, it's the common theme, right? It's not unprescribed controls, so you can do it how you want, what fits your business. But if you don't have options, you don't have the clarity, you don't have the confidence, it gets harder for where do I go? Who do I talk to? And events like this, I think are awesome for people to get together and learn who you like, learn who you understand. Some people have different experiences.
Yep.
So you know what Matt just said, that fits me more than what, you know, the person over here just said. So that's great. Well, that's good. So thank you for spending time. I know it's we're kicking off the day here, so you have a lot of things to do, I'm assuming. So where can people go regarding Peak InfoSec? Where do you want to send the watchers and the viewers?
Well, you can, for Peak InfoSec, you can go to our website, peakinfosec.com. You can also find us on the marketplace, the AB marketplace, as an authorized C3PO. You can also just look for, you know, Titcom, and you can easily find me on LinkedIn. Likewise, CUIcon is on LinkedIn and, cui-con.com. If you go there, you can, if you sign up, you have a registration list now, as you, depending upon how late you guys publish this, you know, we will go ahead and notify everybody that, when CUIcon 2026 is announced, and we're planning that, and hopefully we'll start figuring out the details in the next couple months. So probably announce it towards the summer. We do like to let everybody have time to actually kind of start planning for it, since it does kind of start right after the start of the year. But it will be down south for y'all of up north that have suffered through blizzards already. And yeah, it's, oh wait, you can see it's nice, warm, and sunny outside. And
so we're not going to be in Fargo next year.
No, we are not going to Fargo. It will either be in Tampa or Orlando again. Nice. Okay. So we are, yeah, we're looking at those two regions right now. Unfortunately, we did rule out Miami. It's just too much congestion, not enough good venues for us. So
I think we'll survive with Orlando or Tampa. Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Matt. Really appreciate the time. And again, if you have not attended a CUIcon event in the past and you are seeing this for the first time, hopefully you're not watching this after the 2026 one. But in the meantime, make sure you check that out. Check out Matt's information in Peak InfoSec on LinkedIn and on their website. It's really, really good content. Like you said, sometimes the unscripted stuff is better because people hear the realism of it, the real examples of stuff. So thank you for joining. And we'll have you on for a more dedicated episode here in the future, if you're okay with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.